Brandon C. Price is asking, is it tonight at 9 or tomorrow night at 9? I read the reads. I am assuming it's tomorrow night. Because some of my reads come in at midnight, so presumably it's the next day. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm just back from Springfield, a lot going on down there. And in the meantime, there was a lot going on in the city of Chicago as Mayor Emanuel passed a budget. Joining us on the line, the alderman passed a budget. Is that correct, Alderman Arena?
That's correct.
And you, again, represent
the mayor's budget.
You passed the mayor's budget.
Did
you do it willingly, or was there anybody like saying, do it? Was he standing over your chair just yelling at you?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, just curious. if this is a hostage situation, let us know.
I will.
Okay.
We're safe.
Just blink. I know it doesn't help on the radio, but we will help you. Tell us a little bit about this budget, because my friend Brandon C. Price, who is a transplant, now a citizen of Chicago, was looking over it a little bit and was asking about the commitment to pension payment. Is there an increase that has to go first to pensions in our budget?
Yeah, so the 2016 budget was the budget that created the structure to fund the police and fire pension. So that was the property tax increase. And that's phasing in kind of in chunks now through the next two budget cycles. So a big part of this is kind of implementing that increase and then directing that money to the police and fire. Last month we passed an increase in the water fees, which is going for the municipal pensions. So those are two big commitments that we needed to take care of in order to get those pensions on the right track, get the funding going into them to make sure that they're whole over the next 30 to 40 years.
Okay, so that's how far behind have we fallen in the city of Chicago behind on our payments to pensions, or are we maintaining that?
So we have enough money right now to pay the obligations that exist. But if we didn't do what I just described, then probably by sometime between 2021 and 2025, we wouldn't have enough money to pay out the pensions, the obligations to the retirees that we expect to have. So that's why this was important. And of course, the rating agencies look at there's court cases that say we have to meet these obligations, and two, you know, what is our debt going to look like if we have to borrow money to pay for these pensions? And that was what was putting us in trouble in terms of our ratings and what our interest rate was on the debt that we owe. So this was, you know, difficult decisions, and nobody wants to pass property tax increases, but the people we're talking about are citizens of Chicago who have worked, all their lives for this pension. This is their retirement fund. There is no Social Security for them. They don't pay into that. They paid into this pension, and the city wasn't keeping up with its end of the bargain, and this is making that right.
And some of the other things that were in this budget, there's a new 7-cent fee for stores that provide disposable bags. Had you gotten any response from the stores in reaction to that?
Well, the stores, actually, the groups like IRMA, the Illinois Retailers Association, Merchants Association, were supportive of this approach towards dealing with the problem of disposable bags. And we had passed a ban a couple years ago. And, you know, it was kind of what was politically able to get through at the time. But we know from other cities like San Francisco, lots of cities on the West Coast had taken the approach of banning bags. And it didn't work because there wasn't enough incentive to the consumer to change their behavior. What we do know is that financial, you know, things that affect the cost of the excursion to the store do affect what we do. So this approach has been used in other municipalities, and Washington, D.C. imposed probably almost 2 years ago when we were going through our process. They've seen something like a 80% reduction in bags being consumed because people look to save money, and by bringing those bags in from the trunk of their car, they save a couple of dollars on every grocery trip, and it matters to them.
Interesting.
So I think this is a good fix. It's the 7 cents, 2 cents of the seven will go to the retailers to pay for the bags that they do give away. And then 5 cents will come to the city, and it'll be a revenue stream that's projected to generate between $9 and $13 million a year.
Okay, so that's one of the things where they're trying to find ways to generate revenue. And then the parking meters, 685 new parking meters. Yes, Brandon?
I was under the impression that when I put money into that parking meter, it didn't go straight to the city, especially couldn't be allotted directly to like a pension fund. Is that incorrect?
No, you're correct. And that's not the property tax increase is what's going to the pension funds. The situation with the parking meters is its own problem that we're trying to solve. So, we all know and love the parking meters in Chicago. The problem is when the contract was created, it's set, they did an audit of how many parking meters were in existence at the time. Somewhere around 36,000 was the number that the contract is based on. So the contract has provisions that if the number of meters that are generating revenue for the company go below 36,000, the city has to make whole the company. So when we take when we do road projects, we place water lines or sewer lines, we have to decommission parking in those areas, which means they can't collect revenue from it. Well, we have to, in some way, we have to make the company whole. And at the end of the year, there's a process they call the true-up, where they determine how much money was under-generated by the system, and then the city has to make a payment to the company for that amount. That amount has been ranging somewhere around $15 million a year.
I'm watching Brandon's head explode because I don't think he lived here when this was created, the contract with the parking meter folks. It was under Daley. We basically, I think it was it $75 billion, and we spent it within 2 years. And that was before your term as an alderman as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. So if he's just learning this, then welcome to Chicago, and you're now a citizen because you're frustrated. As all of us are about this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, they have a lot of my money, let me assure you. But I read that number, that figure, 600 or 700 more parking meters, in an article that was talking about like the reasons why we were going to collect money to go to this pension fund, like all these great things that revenue generating things, like you're talking about the property tax and stuff, and that was included. But that, I don't know why that was in that article, because it sounds like that's just, well, we got to come up with $15 million more dollars for this company again, instead of that being a source of any sort of income generation
to the city.
Exactly, and it is a problem with the contract. Now there's a place where we could get. And this is trying to get us there, where we get to zero, where we don't owe the company anything at the end of the year. And if we go beyond, say we find another 2,000-3,000 parking spaces that we could meter, or that we should meter. If we add to the system, and the system is generating more money than that 36,000 would have generated, then we start getting revenue from the parking meters again.
So if I love Chicago, I want more parking spaces to pay for.
Yeah, actually, that's true. And look, at the end of the day, there's a reason why we meter spaces. It's not just because this company exists. It's to create turnover for our business community so that people aren't parking long-term in front of where we need places to stop for lunch, or go to a restaurant or a store,
retailer, right?
So we ultimately you need this as a traffic or a parking control device. The fact that we created a contract around that whole paradigm and gave it away to somebody and then spent the money like drunken sailors, that's on the city. Going forward, we have this contract. We can't, we tried to sue our way out of it. This administration took a different turn, didn't support the suit. And so now we have to live with it. So now it's a matter of making sure we have meters that we keep them in service, because we know we have to do road work. We know we have to, fix our infrastructure, and we're going to be taking them out of service on occasion.
Right.
This is a way that we can create balance in the system and get back to zero or positive, or on the positive side.
Again, we've been talking to Alderman John Arena of the 45th Ward. Before we let you go, because we're running out of time, what do you want people to know about this budget that was passed today? What's the one thing you want to have people take away from it?
You know, it was kind of a quiet budget this time because the big decision was the 2016 budget. It's a responsible budget. I think it has some innovations in it, but we have to watch this catalyst fund that the mayor is creating. It's an opportunity to spur investment in areas of the city that aren't seeing it from the private, private developers, organically. But we have to look at the problem I had with it was some of the oversight mechanisms. If we watch it and we make sure that it invests in those neighborhoods, if we can even increase the property tax value for the property values in, some portions of the city that aren't seeing any increment at all right now, this is what's going to hold down property values in the rest of the city that's carrying the burden. So we just need a 1% increase in areas that have been stagnant for decades, and that would be a huge influx of revenue to mitigate the demands on taxpayers, say, on the north side and the northwest side.
Okay. And I appreciate you taking the time, and I know we kept you up late, and we'd love to have you on again, and perhaps a couple of your fellow council folks, city council aldermen. But if people want to contact you, if they live up on the northwest side in the Jefferson Park, part of the Portage Park area, what is your entire area? What are the neighborhoods you have?
We have Independence Park, Old Irving Park, Portage Park, Jefferson Park, and Gladstone Park.
I encourage folks to follow you on Facebook, but where else can they find you?
Our website is ward45.org. Like you said, Facebook, or just Google my name, Alderman John Arena, and you can get a hold of us. And we're happy to answer any more questions about the budget that people might have.
Excellent. And I didn't even get a chance to ask you about your trip, but we'll talk about it next time maybe. I know that you were doing some research over the last couple of days. So thank you so much for all the work that you do and for joining us pretty late.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Patty.
My pleasure. More after this on 720 WGN.